Hello, hello, Z News listeners. Welcome to episode 492 of the Z News podcast, your Monday dose of insights, analysis, and a sprinkle of wit. I'm Ayanda, here to unpack the stories shaping our nation and beyond. Grab your coffee and let's dive right in. Starting off, there's a lot happening on the economic front this week. The Bank of Zambia's decision to maintain the monetary policy rate, MPR, as backed by ease, signals a cautious approach amidst global uncertainties. It's like trying to steer a canoe through choppy waters, steady but alert. Maintaining the MPR suggests the central bank wants to keep inflation in check while giving room for growth, especially as the local economy navigates external shocks. It's a move that echoes the theme of stability versus growth, a delicate dance central banks always perform. Speaking of economic resilience, ZAMEFA's revenue hit K1.4 billion, driven by soaring copper prices and a favorable exchange rate. On the surface, that looks like good news, profits climbing, markets doing well. But here's the catch, their operating profit actually decreased. That's a classic case of external factors, like currency fluctuations and inflation, eating into the margins. It's like running a marathon where the wind's against you, the race is still on, but the headwinds make it tougher. This underscores Zambia's reliance on commodities and the need for resilient strategies to weather external economic storms. Now, this brings us nicely to the president's bold new economic chapter, diversifying from mining to livestock, specifically targeting beef exports. President Hichilema's aim to hit $1 billion from beef exports is a clear signal of economic diversification. It's a strategic pivot, recognizing that relying solely on copper is risky, especially amidst global price swings. Zambia's geographic advantage, being landlocked proximate to regional markets, could be a game-changer if managed well. Think about it, instead of being the copper capital, Zambia could become the beef basket of southern Africa. The move also reminds me of the classic lesson, don't put all your eggs, or in this case, all your cattle, in one basket. Speaking of risks and resilience, our healthcare sector finds itself at a crossroads. The government has called an emergency meeting with the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, as doctors threaten to withdraw voluntary services. It's a tense standoff, like a soap opera, but with real stakes. The government wants to keep the hospitals running, but limited resources and unpaid dues have strained relations. It's a reminder that health, like economy, requires investment and trust. Without doctors willing to serve, the entire system risks collapsing, an urgent call for systemic reform, fair pay, and mutual understanding. As Mujibilla, the veteran broadcaster, wisely advises, don't follow my footsteps, meaning, don't neglect the emotional and practical facets of relationships, whether in marriage or health. That brings us to another aspect of community and accountability leadership. Emenda's regret over partisan constitutional reform indicates a recognition that politics sometimes sideline the common good. And speaking of leadership, ActionAid's call for President Hichilema to be transparent about his assets reminds us that accountability starts at the top. The upcoming auction of his 3,000 bulls could be a golden opportunity for transparency. Show us the books, Mr. President. It's about building trust and setting a standard. After all, leadership is a mirror reflecting the integrity of a nation. Shifting gears into politics, the Ministry of Home Affairs has warned opposition parties about joining ANIP rallies without permits. It's a reminder that democracy still has its rules, sometimes inconvenient, sometimes necessary. But it also raises questions about the space for opposition and free expression. When political rallies become battlegrounds, democracy risks being overshadowed by bureaucratic gatekeeping. The question remains, how do we balance order with freedom? On the legal front, a Lusaka housekeeper who stole over K200,000 was sentenced to a year behind bars. Trust, once broken, is hard to repair. Her case is a stark reminder that accountability isn't just for politicians, everyday life demands trustworthiness. And on property rights, The Court of Appeal ruled that 32 years of cohabiting doesn't equate to marriage, an important legal clarion call. It emphasizes that formalities matter, especially when it comes to property and inheritance rights. Proof, in this case, is power. Now, let's touch on sports, because what's life without a little game? The Copper Queens are gearing up for Wavegan, with Faz's Keith Mwimba urging them to believe they can win. Confidence and teamwork, sounds familiar, right? It's the same recipe for nation building. And supporting sports development, like the futsal camp supported by Faz and the PFL, shows Zambia's investment in nurturing talent. From grassroots to global arenas, it's about building a legacy. Finally, in the realm of public service and accountability, the debate over the ambulance contract highlights transparency issues. MP Mandubail questions whether the government can cancel a deal that might be tainted by kickbacks. It's a wake-up call about public funds and accountability, because when procurement processes lack transparency, everyone pays the price. Before I wrap up, a quick note from Muchabilla, who reminds young couples to nurture their relationships. His personal stories serve as cautionary tales, highlighting how external pursuits can sometimes overshadow what truly matters: connection, communication, and compassion. And that, dear listeners, brings us to today's reflection. In a nation where economic resilience, political stability, and social trust are intertwined, how can we each play a role in strengthening the fabric of our society? Is transparency enough, or do we need a cultural shift toward genuine accountability and unity? Thanks for tuning into episode 492. I'm Ayanda, your guide through the news maze. Keep thinking, keep questioning, and until tomorrow, stay inspired.